The Gold Rush was still a recent event when San Francisco historian Hubert Howe Bancroft dispatched teams of scribes to interview a cross-section of people residing in Northern California. Those first-person accounts, testimonios, written in Spanish, have been translated, annotated, and published by the husband and wife team of Rosemarie Beebe and Robert Senkiewicz, professors of Spanish and history, respectively, at Santa Clara University. Among the 80 people interviewed were 13 women, and it is their accounts, says Beebe, that offer the greatest insights into daily domestic life here.
The Bancroft scribes came in with a list of questions, and they would ask, for example, Eulalia Perez. She was in charge of pretty much everything at Mission San Gabriel. So they would ask her, how was the kitchen run? What role did you have in helping to feed the Indians?
They talk about what life was actually like at the ranchos and at the missions, how the food was prepared, how the children were raised, how giving birth took place, a whole bunch of things that are really important to fill out what life was like on this frontier, and California was a frontier at the time, that you don't get anyplace else.
They talk about what was very important to them personally and their role as women and how they contributed.
Beebe and Senkiewicz will elaborate on the narratives from three quite different women from this region when they speak at the Sonoma County Museum Thursday night. It was, Senkiewicz notes, the extreme end of a long frontier.
There were always dangers from Indian attacks. The California Native peoples were not especially thrilled to have people coming into their land. And at times, especially up in the Santa Rosa area, there was a good amount of tension between some of the Native groups and some of the Spanish and Mexican settlers. In fact, one of the women whose testimony we have was Isidora, who was one of the wives of Chief Solano, who was an Indian ally of Mariana Guadalupe Vallejo. And she really shows what the Indian behavior was and what their assessment of the people who came into their environment actually was, and it wasn't all that positive.
One thing that the testimonials make abundantly clear, the couple agrees, was that domestic life in late 19th century Northern California was difficult and demanding.
It was a really tough life. The women worked really hard. I mean, they would get up like 4 o'clock in the morning, start getting breakfast ready, start preparing the meals for the day, and cleaning and taking care of the children. And if a woman happened to be working at the mission, she would have her duties there. And then they'd have time for prayer. These women worked very, very hard.
Beebe is now at work translating the extensive 5-volume memoirs of Mariano Guadalupe Vallejo. But even so, she says, the voices of the women from nearly 150 years ago stay with her.
I just admire these people so very much for wanting to have their voices heard. We feel like we are the stewards for these people. We translate their memoirs. We annotate to help the reader. But it's their words. And I love them. I love these folks. They're amazing human beings.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.